If in heaven the streets are paved in gold, then perhaps this town was pretty close to paradise. For a century ago, their streets were literally paved in gold. In fact, there was so much gold in the streets, they eventually dug them up to get their hands on more of it. We visit some very valuable pavement on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics, or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Kern, Utah is a small town about an hour north of Salt Lake City. In its boom years of the 1870s, it was a mining town.
In the springtime, the streets would get so muddy that freight wagons had a hard time moving out, so they paved them with the slag from the gold smelter that was here in Kern.
Marjorie Mills shares the story from her hometown on the north side of the Great Salt Lake. While the material they used on the streets was waste, it wasn't your ordinary dirt and gravel.
The refining process wasn't that great, and so there was a lot of gold in that slag. So that slag was used to pave the streets.
So Corinne became known as the town with streets paved with gold. In fact, it caught the attention of those in the mining industry when they became more efficient with their technology.
Years later, they found a better refining process and dug up the streets and got more gold out of the streets, so Corinne no longer has its streets paved with gold.
Corinne's mining days waned, and farming helped take its place. However, the location near the Salt Lake made growing crops difficult.
They tried to grow fruit trees just before the turn of the century out west. There was Fruitvale, Appledale, there was even schools out there, and there was orchards all over, but they just didn't survive. The trees died because of the alkali would come out in the soil, and the soil wouldn't drain out because it would just stay muddy all the time.
Today, the state's first drainage district makes the land here able to support a variety of crops, although the orchards are now gone. In fact, Marjorie's family has made their career farming and ranching in the area. Traveling the countryside in Corinne, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.